fall has come, and we start to enjoy even more the heavenly weather here.
现在是秋，进入秋季了，所以我们天气稍微比较凉爽一点哈。
Today we'd like to share the practice of obedience.
今天我们学习一下这个顺服的这个操练。
Let's get into Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
腓立比书二章十二节，这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但在我在你们那里，就是如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。
For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to His good purpose.
因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
Obedience seems is a very antique integrity.
我们今天讲的所谓的顺服，好像有点古老旧，好像过时一样，一种美德。
Most of the time, people thought that if I obedient to somebody else, seems I'm a little bit shorter than that person.
我们一想到哦，我们要顺从一个什么某某人的话，觉得我就好像矮了半截一样。
But let's look into what the Bible said.
我们来看看圣经是怎么说的。
Actually, Apostle Paul, he wrote this letter to Philippine church. He actually a good compliment for the brothers and sisters over there.
这个保罗他是在腓立比写这个腓立比书的时候 ，Sorry, didn't catch the last part. Good.
他写腓立比书的时候是告诉这些腓立比的弟兄姐妹，他们的顺服呢，他非常的赞同，非常的欣赏。
Compliment. Okay. Okay.
And he mentioned about you obey during my presence when while I was in your church. You obey.
他就提到说我在的时候你们是顺服的。
But even more obedient while I was absent.
但是更重要是我不在的时候你们更是要顺服。
So this obedience is true obedience.
所以就是这样的话才是一个所谓真正的顺服。
Not like the cat is here, the mouse is quiet. It's different.
不是说猫不在了，老鼠就做造反了。
So he even encouraged them, say, you did a good job, and you need to continue to work out your salvation.
他说你们实在做了，你们已经做了一个很好的榜样，很好的功夫，但是你们要继续的努力。
So we can see what Paul focus is obedience.
所以保罗他的专注点就是在这个顺服。
And why? Maybe some people will ask, even now 21st century, why this issue need to bring it up over and over again?
所以我们今天也是21世纪的，为什么今天还要谈这个顺服，而且是一再的谈呢？
Let's start with first why the reason is because his good purpose, that means God's good purpose.
好，我们的理由，第一个理由就是这是神的美意。
I don't know, you have experienced in your life that you got some great good purpose.
你们人生的经验中是不是有个说你们那个有个很好的这个很好的意思是很好的
？When I was young, I thought a person live in this world is try to solve problem for the world.
哦，我年轻的时候就心有大志，就是我要这个解救、拯救整个世界。
And when I was little, I went to see a Japanese movie, Ninja.
我小的时候去看了一个日本片，叫做这个《忍者》。
And after I saw the movie, I learned one thing that oh, to solve the world problem is all I need is to get a sword.
我那个时候在我的心里说，哦，原来要解救这个世界的话，要解决人间的问题。我需要就是一个剑。
Because the ninja with one sword, he can solve all the problem.
因为这个日本的忍者一有了这个把利剑的话，他似乎所有的问题就会迎刃而解。
And later, when I was watch the American cowboy movie.
再后来我就开始我看了这个美国的西部片。
And then I learned another thing is, with a gun can solve all the problem.
我就学到这个原来你只要有这个一把枪的话，你就可以解决所有的问题了。
And that is my good purpose.
那我的这个起意是很好，我的意思是很好的。
And when I got into a college, high school, then I started to realize if to solve the problem for the whole world.All I need is an atomic bomb.
但我上大学的时候，我就领悟说，要解决世界的问题的话，除非来个原子弹，否则是没办法解决。
Because that bomb can destroy all the bad guys.
因为一个原子弹一丢下来了以后，所有的坏人都被消灭了。
I got a good purpose.
我的起意是很好的，意思是好的。
But from time to time, that my purpose started to change.
但是我的意思，我的所谓的美意是经常在变的。
And about 30 years ago, I received Jesus as my Savior.
那30年前我就接受耶稣做我的救主。
Through these 30 years, my good purpose never changed.
然后30年以来，我的美意，我的目标就从来没有再改变了。
I start to realize, yes, this is the true good purpose.To solve the problem of this world.
我就领悟到，这个才是一个真正能够解救世界的美意。
We try to imagine that, according to the Bible, the universe was created by God.
我们知道圣经告诉我们，这个宇宙是神所创造的。
Today we just look at the sky, so blue, beautiful blue.
今天我们看天空，这么蔚蓝的天空，看起来是多么的美丽。
I wonder that, see, maybe you are too busy to even look up to the sky.
我们中间是不是有人是忙到连这个抬头看一看天空的这个时间都没有呢？
Could you imagine that when you look up the sky, your heart is just smooth and wide open?
所以当你看着天这个蔚蓝的天的时候，你整个心就开朗了，就开了。
Because He has a good purpose for it.
因为神有他的美意。
And once we receive that good purpose, we feel warm that I, myself, and God, we are connected.
所以当你领悟到接受了他的美意的时候，你就能够豁然贯通，知道说神与我是相连的。
So when we talk about obedience, it's His good purpose.
所以我们讲到什么顺服，顺服就是顺服在他的美意之下。
And The verse said, "It is God who works in you to will and to act."
所以这里经文讲的说，是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
God got good purpose for us, and He want to start the work, and He started from inside of our heart.
说神的美意是由我们心里开始做工的。
He can create the beautiful universe. So he got good purpose, and that good purpose is so overwhelming good that he started to work in us.
神创造了这个宇宙世界万物，然后他的美意是如此之丰盛，他开始从我们，由我们心里，我们里面来，发出来。
So once he started to work, that means he initiate and then he operate or generate.In us.
所以神是他的从我们心里发引起的引发出这个美意的工作的时候，一开始了以后，他就会开始让他不断的进运行。
We as Christian, we can experience that.
我们基督徒是不是都有经历过这样子的
？For certain time, then we start to realize that something happened inside.And we have that will, that desire to act, come out with some action.
So we feel in our heart there is a desire, and then we start to want to do this thing.
And afterwards, then we look back, then we start to realize, yes, God has done something.
事后呢，我们就领悟说，哦，原来是神在我的身上要做成这件事情。
Beyond our comprehension.
然后当时我们是无法了解的。
Maybe some of us experience that for a certain time at the beginning of our Christian journey, we start to sense that we want to know Jesus more.
所以我们在回想我们做个基督徒的这个经历的时候，就这么开始信主的时候，我们就非常的渴望能够多知点有关神的事情。
We want to come to worship with others.
我们要来敬拜与弟兄姐妹一起。
Sometimes we sing the song, the hymn, with emotion.
然后我们唱诗歌的时候，也是有情感注入在里面。
And we even sense that God's love is surrounding us.
我们甚至会感觉神被神的爱是包围着。
And you couldn't explain very clearly, but you know that happened.
然后你不能很清楚的能够指出什么什么东西，但是你可以感受到那个。
That is the God that you cannot see, but He touched your life, and then you start to have that desire.
这就是看不到的神，他已经触摸到你，然后你有这个渴望。
And this is His good purpose.
这就是他的好美意。
He wants to establish something in your life.
他要在你的生命里面建造一些东西。
And how you may experience or realize that good purpose is through obedience.
然后你怎么样能够经历到他的美意呢？那就是由顺服。
But Paul mentioned about once you start to experience that, you need to obey and with fear and trembling.
然后保罗这边提到一个很特别，就是当你要顺服的时候，你是要以恐惧战惊。
Because something huge is coming to you.
因为你可以感觉到一个很巨大的事情将要来临了。
You don't want to miss it.
你绝对是不要错过的。
Sometimes opportunity doesn't come frequently.
我们知道好机会是不会经常出现的。
So you need to be cautious with fear and trembling, just in case you miss it.
所以你要非常的小心，小心到一个战恐惧战惊的地步，免得你把它错过了。
So we still start asking us, continue to ask why obedience? First is because His good purpose.
所以我们继续在问说，为什么是他的美？为什么要顺服呢？第一个，因为是他的美意。
And how you can understand His good purpose is through obedience.
然后你怎么样能够明白他的美意呢？那就是由顺服开始。
And what eventually you receive is the work out your salvation.
然后最终你所得的就是得救的功夫。
Christianity is it's not something like I myself did everything.
我们知道做一个基督徒并不是说我来做所有的事情。
It's you and Jesus two together interaction.Work it out together.
而是你与耶稣基督是在一起同工的，你们彼此相互一起做成这个功夫。
You may notice that we have talked about two workout.
我们讲了两个功夫。
At the beginning, it is God who works in you. That means God works.
所以刚开始是神的工作，是神在你身上做工。
But secondly, now we notice that we.Work out our salvation.
然后第二个就是我们要在我们的救赎的工作上，我们要做我们的工。
So that means God will do His part, His job.
就是神做他的工。
But we also got our role.
我们也有我们的角色，我们也有我们的东西要做的。
And if these two combine and join together, then we'll work out our salvation.
所以当你与神同工的时候，你就能够完成你的救赎。
God work inside.
神是从你心里做工的。
And man manifest His work.
然后人呢，就把他在心里面的工能够彰显出来。
See, even a person, we inside of us we rejoice, then we may sing a song out, or we even dance a dance out.
所以我们的以我们人的性格来说，当我们遇到一个很高兴的事情，我们会唱歌，甚至会手舞足蹈。
So our salvation is God inside you. He works from inside, and then we through obedience, we let this manifest outside.
所以神的得救的功夫是从我们里面，从我们心里开始做起。当我们有了这个功夫了以后，我们就彰显在我们外面。
So this is the goal that for you and me.
所以这就是你我的这个我们的目标。
Salvation.
救恩的目标。
What is the salvation?
什么叫做救恩呢？
We will come to three parts. We will explain one by one. Hopefully, you can check also for your status.
好，我们可以以三点来讲明这件事情，然后你们自己可以稍微自己看看自己是到一个什么地步。
The first step for our salvation called justification.
那救恩的第一步叫做称义。
Through the Bible, then we may know more and more about Jesus.
我们读圣经的话，就对耶稣会越来越了解。
And later you will find out, actually Jesus, he himself is the standard of God.
那我们就知道，后来你就知道耶稣就是神的代表。
He showed his life to us.
他的一生的所作所为就是神的标准。
The more you understand Jesus, there is a chance that may reflect to yourself.
然后你对耶稣了解的越多的话，你就越能够明白神。
And also to understand yourself.
然后也能够明白你自己。
So the more you know about Jesus, then you start to compare yourself to Jesus.
你越来越认识神的话，你就会不由主的把自己跟耶稣做一个比较。
And Jesus is the standard.
耶稣是一个标杆的人。
And then you start to realize, the more you know Jesus, you realize the gap between you and Jesus is so huge.
然后以耶稣为标杆的话，你就发现说，哦，原来你跟耶稣之间的距离有这么的宽。
And this gap.You even try your best, gradually you understand you can never meet and fill the gap.
然后你跟耶稣之间的这个距离有如此之巨大，你慢慢的会了解说，我是永远没有办法缩短这个距离。
And Jesus is the standard, so when Father God look at Jesus, he is just.
因为耶稣是神的指标，所以说你耶稣是我们一个是最公正的指标。
And he is here and I'm here.
然后他是在天，我是在地。
And I try so hard and try so hard, but never reach God's standard.
你再怎么努力，你永远没有达到神的标准。
And furthermore, I start to realize Jesus gave an invitation.
然后我就慢慢发现说，耶稣其实已经发出了他的邀请。
He said, I will fill this gap for you.
他就说，我会把这个距离给他填满，给他缩短。
And through my crucifixion on the cross.
这个是经由我在十字架上的死来把这个距离给缩短的。
So this gap is the price Jesus paid.
那这么大的一个距离是耶稣以他的宝血他的代价所买回来的。
So all we need is obedient. He offered and I obey, I receive.
所以我们唯一能做的也就是接受，他是舍出，我们是接受。
So if Jesus is here and I'm here, but now he gave me this gap filled by himself, so I now raise to the same level as Jesus.
所以耶稣的他的付出使我们能够彼此距离能够把这个缩短，让我们到达神的那个标准。
And when Father God look at me, I'm at the same exactly Jesus status.
所以当父神看我们的时候，我们就是等于跟耶稣是在一个同等的线上。
And that's called justification.
这就是所谓的称义。
I'm not just, but through Jesus' sacrifice.Now I will be justified at the same level of Christ.
我是一个没有义的人，但是经由耶稣的宝血牺牲，我可以跟他在一起。
And we don't pay anything except obediently received.
我们不需要做任何的付出，我们唯一要做的就是能够顺服的接受。
Even receive, you also require obedience.
接受也是需要顺服的。
So this is the first step we call I'm saved.
这就是得救的第一步，我得救了。
And the sign of justification in front of people is through baptism.
然后在众人之前能够表彰显彰表表示出你得救的话，就是由经由敬礼。
And this is not the end of salvation.
那这不是救恩的这个结束。
The second step is called sanctification.
那第二步就是所谓的成圣。
Once we receive Jesus' salvation, justification, then Jesus will give us a new life inside us.
So, 当我们信主的所谓的称义以后，我们就要能够得胜，然后这个得胜就是耶稣把他新的生命加注在我们身上。
So then I got two lives in me.
所以这个时候我就有两种生命在我里面。
One is called old self. That is whatever I got in the past, my old self.
一个就是我的老我，我过去的那套老我的东西。
But there's another new life, is Jesus' new person inside of me.
那现在是耶稣的新的生命进到我里面了。
And sanctification is these two life struggle.
那成圣就是一个老我跟新人这种一种挣扎的过程。
The new life require food and exercise.
那这个新的生命当然是需要食物，需要锻炼。
The food is coming from the Bible, the spiritual food from the Bible.
食物就是由圣经，我们属灵的食物就是由圣经里面得来。
And then the new life require exercise is through prayer.
然后我们需要锻炼，这个锻炼就是要从祷告里面得来。
And through this Bible reading and also prayer continuously, then the new person start to grow.
所以经由读经跟祷告，不断的读经祷告，你这个新的人就是能够不断的成长。
Now we got a big problem inside of us.
那这个时候我们这个里面就会有一些问题了。
The old person was so dominant in the past for so many years.
因为这个老我在过去占据我们是这么久了。
But now a new person coming out inside us.
那现在来了一个新的人，要在我们里面要出头。
The old person was not happy at all.
所以这个老我，这个旧的人就不高兴啊。
The old person wants to suppress the new person.
就是说你这个新的人不能出头啊，我把你这个压下去。
So the battle is inside of us. We don't enjoy it very much.
所以我们心里这种征战，老我与新人的征战，对我们来说不是一个非常愉快的经验。
So the new person will get the support and assistance from the Holy Spirit.
所以这个新的人就会得到圣灵的支持帮助。
But we need to be obedient.
但是我们必须要顺服。
The Holy Spirit would guide us, and we need to follow His direction.
圣灵他会引导我们，我们必须跟从他的引导。
But this old self is so powerful, so God provides us is our own cross.
因为当这个老我是如此的强，如此的强大。
So the old self actually need to put on the cross.
所以这个老我就必须要把它钉死在十字架上。
So remember the justification, the first step is the cross of Jesus.
我们记得要成圣的第一步就是要拾起我们的十字架。
称义呢是耶稣基督的十字架。
称义是耶稣基督的十字架。
And sanctification, the second step is my own cross.
称义是耶稣基督的十字架，成圣是我自己的十字架。
Through the cross, the old self may decrease.
然后，当你这个有了这个十字架以后，你的老我就会慢慢的消减。
And through the Holy Spirit, the new person will grow and increase.
圣灵就会帮助你这个新人能够逐渐的长大。
And this process actually requires obedience.
那这个过程也是需要顺服的。
Even Jesus, he himself.
甚至连耶稣他自己也是需要在这上面顺服的。
In Matthew chapter 26, when Jesus, before Jesus' crucifixion, he went into the Garden of Gethsemane.
那我们知道在耶稣上十字架，马太福音耶稣上十字架之前，他是到了客西马尼园那个那去祷告。
He knelt down and face to the ground and pray.
他俯伏在地祷告说。
A person pray maybe knelt down, but not face to the ground.
我们平常祷告就是跪在地上，但是耶稣是等于四肢俯伏在地的祷告。
This type of prayer just fell down totally, completely above the ground. It means I am hopeless.
像这样的全身的俯伏在地的祷告，就比如说我是完全无所作为的。
Then he started praying, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me."
我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我。
This cup actually is his crucifixion.
这个杯就是他的
十字架。Okay, and this cup, if he drank, that means he will be separated from the Father.
他那喝下这个苦杯的时候，表示他在这一刹那是与父神是隔离的。
Jesus never ever experienced separation from the Father.
耶稣是从来没有经历过与父神隔离。
He cannot handle it.
对他来说，这是一个巨大的这个困难。
But then he said, "Yet not as I will, but as you will."
但他说不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
Look, there are two wills here.
弟兄姐妹们，这里是有两种这个意思旨意。
Jesus' own will.
耶稣他自己的意思。
And Father's will.
另外是神的意思。
He said.Please give me my will.
他说不要照我的意思。
Because I don't want to separate from you.
Oh, okay. 他是说照我的意思吧，因为我不想跟你分离。
But Father, if you insist, even though I don't feel comfortable at all, but I will follow your will.
但是神啊，如果是你的旨意，即使我觉得很困难，还是照你的旨意成全吧。